Turns out the best margarita isn't the one that you buy pre-mixed and that you just shake it with a little tequila.
I would think that the best margarita is the one that you have in hand.
You can make it from scratch. Chef Plum from the Food Network. You can visit him online at chefplum.com. Plum, I didn't realize, like, I you buy the mix and you pour the margarita, you know, you put the Cuervo in there with it, you shake it up and you're like, hey, margarita. But that's not how you actually make a margarita.
I can't believe you said buy a mix. What are we talking about here? Like, you're spending more money on that than just making the liquor itself.
I didn't realize it was so easy. That's the thing.
It's incredibly easy. There are some good mixes out there, especially ones that you just add a little tequila to, you know, they're natural juices and it's all made. Those are okay to use. I don't like to use them, but they're okay to use. The easiest way to do it, limes. Limes are your best friend when making a margarita. Take a fresh lime, roll it. That breaks a little juice capsularies inside up and open so you can get more juice out of it. And get one of those little like green or yellow juice. You've seen those where you can put half a lemon or lime in it and you squeeze it down like a Pac-Man mouth to squeeze the juice out. Get one of those. Squeeze that lime juice right in the glass, a whole lime. And then add a little tequila, add a little triple sec if you want. And then just shake it up really, really good. That's half the battle right there.
Wait a minute. Don't you need the sweet part? My husband puts Grand Marnier. How I say that
Grand
word?
Grand Marnier.
Triple sec. I said use a little triple sec. Which
is that
Grand
the same
Marnier,
thing?
Grand Marnier and triple sec are the same thing.
It'll be the same
higher end triple sec.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, so you don't have to have the Grand Marnier, but you can to make it, you know, it's a little bit higher end. But
pinky out.
That's right. But a little lime juice, triple sec, and tequila, and you're good to go. The one thing I will say is if you're going to spend money on, don't buy those expensive pre-mixed, you know, just add tequila to or just add your things to. Spend the money on getting a good tequila.
So that's a big question I think people have, especially with Cinco de Mayo. It's coming up tomorrow.
Sure.
So margaritas for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But is that what is the best tequila? And why are some of them clear and some of them the brown color?
Yeah, so that's different agings of the tequila, right? So the darker it is, the longer it's been aging. When I'm making a great margarita, my preference is to use, obviously, the Tears of George Clooney. it's the best stuff on the planet.
Casamigos is my favorite. I'm telling you, you don't get a hangover.
Anna thinks it's magic.
I think it's magic. So me and my girlfriend can polish off like a bottle of it like one night, you know, and the next morning it's like we could get up and be moms and normal. And it's completely fine.
Absolutely right. I mean, that's the best thing you could say right there. That's the best endorsement for it ever.
Yeah.
Quick story. I was doing an event at a big food festival in Vermont. I was working with Casamigos. My daughters and I actually did a pop-up taco bar in the middle of this whole festival out of nowhere, which is pretty cool. And I used little Casamigos to make a Casamigos crema to go on the tacos. And as we're putting it out there and giving a little Casamigos margarita, I was telling everybody it's Tears of George Clooney. It has built-in Advil. They put it into the actual tequila before they sell it so you don't get a hangover.
Right. This, all of a sudden, this turned into a really strange commercial for Casamigos.
Well, you know, the funny thing is if you told it that on any advertising for Casamigos, people would buy it like crazy.
Yeah.
And here's the good news. We have microphones, therefore we're experts.
Right.
But listen, when making a margarita, don't overthink it. Get some lime. Spend a little extra money on a good tequila, a little triple sec, mix it together, shake it really nicely, and finish it with a little bit more lime. It's fantastic.
Chef Plum from the Food Network. Visit him online at chefplum.com. Tomorrow for Cinco de Mayo, we're going to be making tortillas.